On our KTSA Window World Newsmaker line right now is somebody we'll be talking about a lot on election night, I'm sure. He's the Republican nominee in U.S. House District 21, Chip Roy, with us again on KTSA. Chip Roy, good morning to you. I have to ask you, because I don't really know the answer to this, are you in on the festivities in Houston tonight, or are you not a part of that?
Thanks for having me on this morning. Appreciate what you do. I am not heading down to Houston. I'm staying focused on all the action here in the district and getting around, and had a great event this morning with Governor Greg Abbott and a bunch of our fellow Republicans up near Austin. Heading to San Antonio as we speak. I was planning to be in my office calling you, but had to be in the car. But we're en route to San Antonio for an event with Governor Abbott and a bunch of folks down there in about an hour. And, you know, we've been getting all over the district and, you know, hearing from all these really enthusiastic conservatives, Republicans who know exactly what the House of Representatives will look like after the Kavanaugh hearings. They'll look like that Senate Judiciary Committee, which is insane.
I was going to ask you how you are observing the bump from that, to what degree there is a bump, and is there even maybe movement from some more recent things like the obviously politically managed or massaged caravan of illegal immigrants. Are you seeing, is that coming up in your encounters with voters?
Well, absolutely. With respect to Kavanaugh, I can tell you the energy and the enthusiasm was a multiplying factor after Americans across the political spectrum saw the insanity that unfolded in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the unfairness to Mr. Kavanaugh, to Dr. Ford, to the entire process. People are fed up with that, and that's why the walkaway movement is gaining steam. And then they see what's happening now with this politically motivated effort with the migrants, which, by the way, not only undermines our sovereignty and harms our sovereignty, but it harms the very immigrants that they say they want to help. It endangers them, puts them in harm's way, all for political purposes and crass purposes. And that, I think, is starting to wear very thin on an American electorate that is tired of people doing things for political purposes rather than what they know is in the best interest of the people of the United States and the people of Texas. So I'm getting a lot of energy and enthusiasm when I'm out on the trail to push back against people from outside of Texas trying to tell us what to do. And I might say on the issue on immigration, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Vargas family, Lori Vargas, the mother of Jared Vargas, who was unfortunately murdered in June by an illegal immigrant. And I've had the great fortune of getting to know that wonderful family and their courage of standing up for justice for Jared and making sure that we do our job of securing the border and having strong immigration security. And God bless them for what they've endured and what they're doing in his memory.
Let me ask you a little bit about taxes. The president is hinting that he may want to introduce another round of tax cuts. And although they couldn't probably be voted on before the election, they certainly could be in the mix. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I know that there's a lot of enthusiasm among people that I know in Washington to try to make sure that we make the tax cuts permanent. I know that there's an interest in making sure that we continue to simplify the code even more than what they accomplished last year. I think to the extent that there's any additional rate reductions or reductions in tax, I want to make sure, obviously, that it's going to reach the forgotten men and women, the strong, hardworking class of the United States. And we'll see what happens with that. But I tell you what I hear on the campaign trail all the time is a focus on balancing our budget, securing our border, and restoring health care freedom. That's what I hear every day. More than anything on earth, I hear from the people of the 21st District and around Texas. They just want Republicans to do what they said they would do and do those things. Secure the border, give us health care freedom, and balance the budget. And that's what I'm really excited to focus on when I'm entrusted with representing the district.
We're talking with Chip Roy, a Republican candidate in House 21 right now here on KTSA. I know when we had you in for the town hall, some of the questions from the audience were about the debt ceiling. And the fact is that right now Republicans are standing by and letting that skyrocket just the way Democrats did. How do you explain to people who are worried about debt, who are worried about their grandchildren inheriting the bill for the party we're having now, when right now, at the moment at least, Republicans can't claim to be the sentinels or the watchdogs of debt?
Well, I tell you that what our responsibility is to do what every American family, every Texas family has to do, what the state of Texas has to do, which is balance its budget. $21.5 trillion of debt is something that nobody can comprehend. It's a number that people don't get, but it's $175,000 for every taxpayer in the United States. And our job in Congress is to change that and to do what we said we would do, balance the budget. We can do it. I think when we get to Washington in January, when the voters re-empower Republicans because they know that Republicans are going to continue to move things forward for the people, they need to honor their commitment to do this by coming together in January. And I would suggest that we not leave Washington until we have balanced the budget in 5 years and appropriated to that budget. I literally don't believe we should leave town. I think it is time for us to pony up and do our job and get in there and roll our sleeves up and do the hard work the American people expect us to do.
We used to hear people talk, especially in the Republican Party, about the need for a balanced budget amendment. Is that a dead letter, or is that something that will be talked about again?
You know, look, I support a balanced budget amendment, particularly one that has spending restraint, right, so that it's not used in, unnecessarily. But honestly, a balanced budget amendment too often is an excuse for politicians because they'll come back home and they'll tell voters, look, Washington's tough. We just don't have enough votes to get it right. But that's why we need a balanced budget amendment. But they know they can hide behind it because right now they don't have the votes to get that through. And I believe that while we push for a balanced budget amendment, which would be a great tool, that we've got a tool. And it is the debt ceiling increase that you talked about. And we shouldn't go in and vote to raise the debt ceiling without doing our job to pass a balanced budget before you do it. I think that is the thing that we ought to be focused on, is simply doing our job. We have the tools. We need to just do our job and balance the budget.
Chip Roy, the Republican candidate in U.S. House 21, with us on KTSA. Mr. Roy, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
Jack, thanks for what you do. I just encourage everybody to get out to vote and vote straight ticket and vote for conservatives up and down the ballot, judges, Senator Cruz, Chip Roy, Governor Abbott, and everybody in between. Thank you for having me on, Jack.